about the creek talk, talking about the creek talk, talking about the creek, talking about Dawson's Creek.
Welcome back to Creek Talk. This is Steven.
And I'm Jamie.
And this week we're recapping season 6, episode 17, Sex and Violence. As you yawn.
Sorry, I'm very tired. I think I'm still catching up from last week with sleep.
Yeah, you had a whole week off. It was nice.
Yeah, but I didn't sleep in.
I know, but you didn't have to worry about getting... I mean, did you get up early?
I mean, yeah, I was up at like 8, which, I mean, doesn't really seem like it's early, but it's early.
No, it's early enough.
Yeah. My mom, she wakes up early and stuff, so I didn't want to leave them just, you know, awake, right, staring at the walls, so...
Well, Jamie, what did you think of this episode?
I forgot about this episode.
Me too.
Completely. I liked the episode until the end, and God darn Eddie for just showing up, and he ruins this entire progress that we've created here.
Ruins it. I know. I was like, what the fuck's he doing back in Beantown, as they call it?
I know. We're finally getting somewhere with Joey and Pacey again. They're finally, like, they're dating and they're, you know, getting together and things are looking really good for them. They're happy. And then this dude has to come right walking right back in.
Yeah, I personally don't remember watching this at all. I don't remember this episode. And I thought that their relationship, Pacey and Joey's relationship, was very organic and natural. And
yes,
I like them more as an adult couple than as a teenage couple, because they were so annoying as a teenage couple to me. I didn't get it. But as adults, they do have a lot of chemistry and they're very compatible.
Yeah.
To me, they look compatible. And
I agree.
I don't know, like when he was at the end of the episode, when he was in the bar with her and he came up around behind her and he put his head on her shoulder and it was just like a natural way that he just kissed her.
Yeah.
I watched it and I was like, wow, that was so like normal. Like it didn't seem awkward or weird to me.
No, but, not at all. I agree with you 110%.
But I still don't think that they should have ended up together. I feel like Joey should have been by herself. I don't know. But we'll get into that when we get to the finale.
Right.
But I didn't mind the episode. I felt like nothing really happened. I thought like the Jen and CJ storyline was just there. The Dawson stuff was interesting to me. I did enjoy that. But the Joey and Pacey of it all, I liked when Joey went crazy in the office and got really jealous. That was funny. Because it was just not like her.
No, it was very funny to see her get kind of like crazy. But I agree, nothing really progressed in here. Mm-mm. Because like the only thing we could say is that their relationship progressed, but then it ended the moment Eddie showed up.
I know, I didn't, and you know what? I didn't watch the next episode. Like I didn't start watching it because I wanted to watch it. Yeah. Like, what the fuck could he possibly do? He moved. I don't understand. Like, what is he doing back? I don't get it.
Visiting because it's summer break, I guess.
No, it's spring break.
Spring break, that's what I meant. And then the Jen plot, I don't even know. I couldn't determine if she was sabotaging that or if she just didn't know how to express it. I'm so grateful for Grams in the end of the show, because Grams was like, I know what's happening here.
I know.
And she fixed it in like 2 minutes. That woman deserves an award. I just was like, why are we doing this? Why are we acting like this? Why aren't we communicating?
They had sex once, I'm assuming. And
they definitely did at the party. We know that at least.
And then she's just like, I don't want to have sex anymore. Like the beginning of every relationship, when you start that relationship,
that's like all you want to do, right? Yeah, is solidify that.
The best sex you have of the relationship.
I understand why he was concerned, because he's like, now you don't ever want to do it with me. Like, where's your libido? And it just was weird. It was weird. And then he was trying to talk like an adult, and she only heard part of what he's saying and was like, "Oh, so I'm a slut," and then storms off. And I'm like,
I did think he kind of was gross when he said that. I didn't like that at all.
I understood what he was trying to get at, though. I feel like he was trying to express his feelings, where he's like, "Listen, I understand your past, and I'm not saying, like, anything about it. Like, I don't care, but how is it that, you do these things with them, which is fine, I don't care, but you don't want to do those things with me? Like, I would feel some kind of way. How do you go from somebody who has a really crazy sex, like a libido, to not wanting to do it at all? Like, is it me? That would make me feel weird. You know what I mean?"
No, I know, but I feel like
So
he could have said it differently. That's
I'm
all.
sure he could have. I'm sure he was trying to figure out how to explain and talk to it without setting her off. But at least he was trying to communicate, because all Jen was doing was looking for a fight. So
Yeah, it was just
I just, I
silly.
don't know. Yeah, their entire thing was just a little ridiculous, but whatever. And then the Joey at the office thing, we all knew that was going to be a disaster. Honestly, I'm surprised that she didn't call HR on them just in general.
Yeah, there was a point towards the end when they were sort of like bickering and she was like not taking the conversation seriously. I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? Like, she kept like just, she was like, they're all pigs, Pacey. Like, they're, you work
Well,
with
because it's a
Neanderthals.
bunch
But
of, yeah, I
I was like,
mean,
where is this conversation coming from, though? I was so confused.
I don't know. Well, I think her point, or what she was trying to go for with that, was, I mean, they are all those guys are like, "Girl, girl." It's like
Oh,
watching
it was so weird.
that it's like watching Eurotrip on the scene when they're on the naked beach and it's all a bunch of naked dudes, and then all of a sudden they step on and like what's her face takes her top off and they're all like, "Girl, girl, girl," and then they're drooling and salivating at the mouth, right? So I just, it's like these geeks really have no idea. And all of the girls, it's sexism. It's totally sexist. Their entire thing, I don't know how any of them aren't in trouble for the shit that they're pulling. That's why I was really surprised that his boss offered Joey a temp job, because she already was like kind of complaining about it. And he's like, "Are you with HR? Like, dude, if you're not trying to get yourself busted, why would you already hire somebody that's already like calling you out on your shit? Like, it doesn't make any sense." I don't know why she didn't go to HR with Steph, but she didn't. And Joey is a shit secretary. Okay.
That's true.
I don't know.
I
That
loved when
entire
she was
thing is.
like, when he was like, you didn't make me a pot of coffee. And she was like, you were a chef. You can make your own coffee.
Oh my God. I'm like, do you. That's kind of like your job, though, isn't it? Like, you just
It
kind of
was
do these
funny.
things
It's because it's
besides.
her and it's him. She's not
Yeah.
like, because even when he says, you're my secretary, she's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm your assistant.
I'm
Oh no, it
like,
was funny.
it was weird, but I don't know. And then we didn't see Jack or anybody else.
Jack and Audrey were not in this episode.
Right.
But we will get into all of it in just a
Yes.
memento. Before we do our catch up, I wanted to say that Gina Fattori got back to us about the Castaways episode. She's so sweet. Like I had messaged her when we were recording and I asked her, was it initially at Kmart that you were like, I don't know why I cared that much. I was like, was it initially at Kmart that was like in the script? And yada yada yada. I said all this stuff to her. She was really nice. She responded back and she said, I can't believe you're at the end. What a journey. Because I said we're almost done watching this series.
Yeah.
And she said it was always Target in the writer's room, and probably it's a Target in the first draft, but Kmart allowed us to film there, so everything switched up to Kmart. And she said we took a lot of liberties, but very fun episode to write, and I think they had fun doing it too. Josh even volunteered to shave his goatee.
Ha. Yay. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really, we all thank you for it.
Yeah, she responded back to us, which was really sweet of her. So yeah, thank you, Gina, for clearing up some of
Thank you,
the questions
Gina.
that
Thank
I had.
you.
But Jamie, what's new with you? Anything exciting happened to you? We were off last week. We didn't see each other because I know your mom was in town.
Yeah.
And I had wedding stuff to do because I'm in a wedding. And You know what? It was actually nice. It was a nice week to just take off and not
Take a
worry about
break.
editing. And yeah, we took like a little break. But anyway, how was your week?
It was good. We picked up my mom and did a lot of driving around. My mom and her friend came to visit for a week, which was really great. We the first day, like Monday, we didn't do anything too exciting. We went to like a couple of like shops and stuff, like some of the like town square and some other sites or whatever, and did some just basic sightseeing around the area. Tuesday we went to Lake Mead. Originally we were gonna go to see the Hoover Dam, so we just went to like the scenic overlook and to, you know, checked out Lake Mead, which is like a man-made lake here, and that's also drying up. I believe Lake Mead is also really famous for finding dead bodies from like the gangsters and shit from out here from back in the day. I don't know all the history on it. I never really got to look it up, but
Exciting.
yeah, you know, Mojave Desert and stuff like that, but it's a reservoir. Anyways, we went there instead that day. The next day, we did go to the Hoover Dam.
Oh, good.
Yeah. As soon as you get out of there, you literally go around a bend, go up around this like mountainy boulder thing. And then as you come down the other side, it's right there. So there's like a little cafe, there's parking, you can pool in there. It was like, I think it was like $10 or something to park. And then you can walk it. We did not do the tour. We could have, we didn't do the tour. They'll take you like through the dam and everything. We didn't do that, but we did walk to one side and back. And it was really crazy because once we passed over halfway and into Arizona, it got real windy out of nowhere. I don't know why. It was so weird. Like, my mom made a joke about, whoo, it's a lot windier in Arizona. Literally just an individual state line. So at one point, we were in two different time zones again because at that point, you
God.
know, Arizona's in a different time zone. But that was cool. We ate at the little cafe and there's a little gift shop there. So we did that. And then we went to Omega Mart at one point, which was cool. A little trippy. Probably better if you did acid before you walked in. It's for all ages, but I'm gonna tell you, there was a lot of people that were probably on something walking
What
through
is
there because
that?
the Omega Mart, look it up right now. It's like an art exhibit at Area 15. Area 15 is like this big like area. It's like a building, and then there's a couple of buildings on the side of it, and there's a lot of like art exhibits. There's stuff for adults, there is stuff for kids, but it's just a bunch of like art exhibits. I don't know how to explain it, but let me tell you, the freaks come out at night, okay? Not complaining though. It was interesting. It was cool. Thank goodness for a lot of hand sanitizer stations because it was a lot of like touching of stuff.
I feel like I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's one of like those things that pops up for Vegas or whatever for you to check out. There's a lot of like hidden doors, and this one thing I had to follow the kids through, and it was like on the floor. It was like this like mole looking like hole in the wall. And I followed them through it, and it turned into like this rocky cave thing with a rope. I had to hold on to the rope and climb up to the second floor.
Oh my God, how'd you do that?
They thankfully, the when they did it, wasn't like hard to do. Like the steps and everything were big, and if you needed to stop, you could like sit off to the side or whatever. It wasn't difficult, but it was fun. I don't know. It was
Oh.
something to do. We brought the kids with us to do it, but
I have to
there are
look at
other
this on
things there.
YouTube. It looks like it's really interesting.
It is interesting. It wasn't exactly what I was expecting. You basically walk into like a grocery store when you first walk in, and the grocery store is weird. It's like got a lot of weird stuff and monster cereals, and like it's weird. And then some of it's kind of like trippy looking. And then if you open the freezer door, it actually leads you to another room. Or if you go through like a tunnel in the ground in a in something else, it leads you to a different room. And then there's like this step thing that leads you up into this other room. It's interesting. You just have to kind of, it's for exploring, and it's each room you go into is like some kind of like artistic
Yeah.
thing. Yeah. So it was interesting. We weren't sure what it was going to be like exactly, but it said it was for all ages, and I figured it was something that you could like explore. So it was something for the kids to do. So that's what we did. We had different types of food, which was cool. My mom tried Filipino food, and then we went to a Korean barbecue. And then at the end of the week, we went to one of the restaurants that Chris worked at in the casino, one of the casinos. And it was like a high-end dining restaurant. Oh my God, it was so nice. And because he knows the chef came out to our table a couple of times. We got food that wasn't on the menu. Like they brought out stuff for us to try. Or whatever, we were like the guinea pigs for some things, and my mom's face lit up when like the seafood stuff came out. She loves seafood. It was so good. It was so good. Yeah. But it was fun overall. Like I feel like everybody had fun. Chris got to meet my mom, and my mom got to meet everybody, and everybody got along really well. The kids were opening up and getting used to my mom, which was really nice to see. So it was great. I was sad to see her go, but I'm glad that they came out to visit, and it sounds like they would come out, and they want us to go to the East Coast and visit too, which we're working on. That's pretty much for that. But I do want to say, I don't know if anybody has checked this out yet, but I was scrolling through Netflix last night, and there is a TLC Forever like documentary.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched the whole thing, and it was really good. Which is why I was singing TLC earlier, because it's, yeah.
I saw that on Netflix. I haven't watched it though. I was like, I always love TLC. Like, who doesn't like TLC?
I got like a little sad watching it at some point. There was stuff that they were going through that, like, I had no, like, because when all of this was going on, I was young. You know what I mean? When Left Eye died, it was in 2002. I was 12 years old. I knew she died. I didn't remember how. Like, I didn't know half the stuff that was going on with them.
Well, I know
Wow.
that they got screwed by the record company. Like, they never
They
made money.
did.
Like,
Yeah,
they didn't
they
make
were
a lot.
broke. They
Yeah.
were broke. They were getting charged an arm and a leg and stuff with their original record company. They fired their manager, and then they got the new manager, and he was awesome. He's been taking care of them ever since.
It's weird because they were like one of the biggest selling
Yeah.
groups, girl groups,
Yeah. I
in like
mean,
rap
they
and
only got
stuff.
like what? It was like 50
R&B.
cents every time an
Yeah.
album, I think, like 58 cents every time an album sold,
Yeah,
and then by the
their
time
record,
they were in debt. Yeah,
their the record company fucked them over so bad, but they made
big
so
big
much
time.
money off of them, and
Oh
they
yeah,
were left with nothing.
yep.
That's
They
why they're
were
still working
in debt.
today. It's a shame, but
Yeah, but they are still making music today, or at least touring or something recently. They toured recently. But anyways, it's really good. Highly recommend it if you want a little nostalgia and to see what they're up to and to learn a bit about it if you didn't already know. Like, it was really good. 10/10 recommend.
Well, I went to a bachelorette party, an overnight thing, which I know I told you I was not excited to do because I'm not somebody who likes to sleep out, and especially being a 43-year-old man, I did not feel like hanging out with a bunch of females all weekend. I know that
Right,
sounds
right, right.
terrible, but like I only knew a couple of the people personally, which are my close friends, but then some of the other people, like the person whose house it was, I did not really know her. But I calmed down pretty quickly. I was drinking pretty fast as soon as I got
Well,
there.
no wonder why you calmed down then.
Yeah, because that was because we I did a pole dancing class and I was not happy about that because I was terrible at it. I could
Blame
not
it
be
on
a dancer.
alcohol. Blame it on alcohol.
Yeah, they so when we got there, the instructor wanted us to give like names or whatever. And I said that my name was, what did I say my name was? Oh, Chutney Rodrigo was my name. And they were
That
like, what do you
was
want?
your pole dancer name?
Yeah, that was supposed to be my pole dancer name. And they were like, what do you want to like get out of this? They were like,
What
what
do
do you
you want to
want to?
get out of the pole dancing class?
Yeah, and I said, well, I want to be like the best pole dancer ever. And they were like, okay. So then, like, I was doing like all this stuff. I was terrible at it. I looked like such a fucking idiot. So, like, I was on the floor doing all these, like, stupid moves, and she literally told me to just, like, go stand against the wall and have a drink. And I was like, me.
So yeah, that's not, all right, so we'll take like stripper poles out of your future for any, jobs.
I don't understand, like, how they do it. Like,
Flexibility.
they kept telling us to, like, get up on the pole. I couldn't hold myself. They kept telling us to do these certain things, and then, like, because I couldn't do it, she kind of like punished our whole team. But
Well, that's mean.
she was like nice at the end, though. I mean, I liked her. She changed my name to Yams, and I was like, Yams? I was like, that sounds like a fat person's name. And she was like, no, it's because yams are so like delicious and like really give
Dude, she was going
ease.
on about your booty, okay?
I don't have one, Jamie. They made me twerk, and I was like, I can't do this. I was like, I wish I could, but
My God, wait.
I did get kind of offended at the end because what she said to me. But then, like, Becky and Mar were kind of like, Steven, I think she was giving you a compliment. I was like, whatever, I don't care anymore. So I followed their account.
Maybe it was your leg. So I looked up slang for yams, and it's attractive woman's legs.
Well, I don't have women's legs. And I was wearing shorts.
I don't know. It's slang that was used predominantly in the 40s and 60s.
Don't know what she
40s
was
to the
getting from,
60s.
what she was getting at. It was so awkward for me, but I just continued drinking. But no, and then we just like hung out, and it wasn't like this like, crazy bachelorette thing. Like we just kind of hung out and we went to dinner. I was so drunk at dinner. I got so tired. I didn't even eat all my food. And then,
Oh, God.
yeah. And then by the time we got back to the house, I was like wide awake. And I was like, let's like do something fun. Me and Mara shared a room and we slept in bunk beds. And I was like, Mara, don't be surprised if we're talking and suddenly you just hear
You
me.
pass out.
Yeah.
You
Which
just
is
start
exactly what
snoring.
happens.
If
And
I pass
then,
out, it's just because I'm tired.
yeah, she was like, you literally did that. We were talking, and all of a sudden, I just hear you snoring. I was like, I know, I'm so sorry. But I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning because I had to go to the bathroom, and I was on the top bunk, and I almost fell out of that fucking bunk bed. It's like, I can't. It's so close to the ceiling, first of all. I'm not a child. I was like, Mara, why did we pick bunk beds? I haven't slept in a bunk bed since I was a child.
Awesome.
But other than that, nothing exciting happened. We just had the week off last week and I like relaxed. I edited our Castaways episode, which will be out this week. It'll be out by the time this is up. I thought it was really funny. I enjoyed having Colton from Dawson's Creek on. He's a really funny creator, if
I
you want
agree.
to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really like vibed with us. So I was glad that he was able to come on. So I hope he comes back.
Me too.
Actually, I talked to him today for like a minute, and he told me that he wrote and directed a movie that they shot in 2019, and the company Terror Films, which produces the Hell House LLC films, they picked up his movie. So he was like, it's actually gonna, he doesn't know when it's gonna be out, but they picked up his film. I was like, that's so exciting. I was like, why
That's
didn't you talk
amazing.
about it when you were here? Like, I would have, like, it,
Yeah.
but I was like, Colton, I'm gonna talk about it tonight when we record. But
Oh my gosh.
the movie is called, because I told him I would mention it. Also, he's been giving us a lot of like fun. He's been mentioning us in our stories and his stories and stuff, and like saying like follow these guys, like they're funny.
Arigato, Colton. Arigato.
The movie is called Guys at Parties Like It. Guys at Parties Like It. Yeah, he wrote and directed the film. So I'm excited to watch it because he seems like a very creative person. So I mean, it's a horror movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So oh, Michael broke our TV on Sunday.
Yes, I remember that message.
Yeah, ruined my whole day. I was not happy.
Did you guys get a chance to get it looked at or get it fixed or get it turned in for warranty, or
Not
so
yet.
it's just still in there?
I found the receipt and I have to check and see what the warranty covers, but I don't think it covers like purposely damaged product. So I don't know.
Well, you could just tell them you don't know what happened.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm just gonna fucking lie about it and say
I don't know what happened.
it fell over and landed on the floor. That's why that big crack is in the middle of the TV.
The stand didn't work. No. Well, hopefully your warranty or whatever is covering accidental whatever.
Anyway, but yeah, that was my weekend. Bachelorette party, pole dancing,
Broken
broken TV. But why don't we get into this episode that I don't remember watching? Or
Yeah.
maybe I didn't watch it. It
You might
could
have missed that episode. Who knows?
that could have been it.
Well, congratulations to you. Some 20 years later, you're watching an episode for the first time.
I know. I was like, I don't remember any of it. So weird. All right. So this week we're recapping season 6, episode 17, Sex and Violence, aired April 2nd, 2003, written by Anna Frick and Tom Capinos, and directed by Frank Perl. So we open with Pacey walking Joey back to her dorm. We find out that he just took her out to this expensive dinner because she's like, that place is fancy, Pacey. She's like, you really know how to treat a lady. He's like, you know, I got to spend my money on something. And she's like, excuse me? Excuse me?
Notice though, she's not taking him seriously when he says these
No.
things. She's
No.
pretending she's offended.
But he was sort of like, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
She's like, how's work, Pace? She's like, let's not make this a big deal. She's like, how's work? And he's like, well, I got a promotion and I got my own secretary and my own office. She's like, oh, fancy. You probably won't want to talk to me after tonight. And he's like, oh, good. I knew you'd understand. I was like, didn't she and Dawson have the same conversation after they slept together? He was like, I'll call you later. Not meaning like, not that I won't call you, like I'll really call you. And she's like, right. It's not one of those like weird lines that the, you know, football jock says to the girl. I remember something like that. He said something.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny to think about because it's like a normal thing to say, all right, well, I'm gonna go, you gotta go, I'll call you later. But then it's turned into such a cliche that sometimes you're like, no, like really, I'm gonna call you later. It's not a line that I'm just saying, and then I'm just gonna blow you off.
Yeah, like he really does miss her. He'll really call her.
Yeah.
So she's like, kick a girl while she's down. She's like, you know, I'm strapped for cash because everyone is on spring break. And she's like, they come my hour, so people are drinking elsewhere. And he goes, oh, so you're free for dinner next Saturday? She's like, anything for a free meal. And he goes, well, I might even throw in a free dessert for you. And she's like, you must be serious about me. So they're like flirting. They're trying to be like cute. And then he leans in to kiss her. And they totally like fumble the fucking ball. Like, it's so weird.
Honestly, though,
I didn't understand
the
that.
fumble wasn't that bad until they both were just like, okay, the kiss isn't working.
But
They
why?
could have made up that kiss, man. He just needed to go for it. Instead, they were doing this like tangle.
I don't know why he didn't just grab her face and just kiss her.
I don't know. Stop moving your head. That's all I
Was
had to
weird.
say.
I
You
don't
should have just
understand.
grabbed her face and kissed her instead of her head. Everybody's
Like,
doing this bob and weave.
they just kissed in the last episode.
I
Like,
know.
there should be no awkwardness between them.
I know.
So he gives up and he finally just kisses her on the cheek, which was kind of cute. And she's like, I did have a lovely time. I had a lovely time, Pace. And yeah, that was the opening. That was it. That was the opening scene. And do you remember anything else that happened?
No.
I don't either. I think that was all that it was. They just it's
I
just this
don't
cute scene between the two of them where
care.
we get some information about the episode. Like, she's going to be on spring break. She needs money. She's, you know, she's not working right now because Hell's Kitchen cut her hours, and he got a secretary and a promotion. So I wonder what's going to happen.
We'll find out.
So we see CJ waking up in Jen's bed. They're at Graham's house. So
Oh, and he's like shirtless at least.
yeah, he didn't have a shirt on. Jensen Ackles is really attractive. Like, he really is attractive. Even though I hate this character, I think he's the most useless character that's ever been on the show. I really think the actor is so attractive.
And he is just aged with like fine wine. The man is still
Yeah, he looks
sexy.
great today. That's
Oh my
crazy.
God.
So, she's still in her pajamas. Oh, I wrote, I'm assuming he's naked, but we find out that he's not because
No.
not sleeping. They're not having sex. And he tries to kiss her, but she doesn't really like reciprocate. And she's like, you need to brush your teeth.
She's being weird. I
Very
don't know.
weird. It was so weird. I didn't understand it.
I really thought this entire time until the end that she was sabotaging the relationship again. I didn't get what she was trying to do.
I thought they were doing that too. I was like, they just had this conversation at in
Yeah.
another episode where they were playing spin the bottle. Like, Jensen does not know how to keep a man. She just wants to fight them constantly to just not be with her. And you know, for the most part, considering what CJ did, he does seem like a pretty normal guy. I mean,
He is. He's
aside
definitely a normal
from
dude. I like wonder if a lot of her like past history has affecting her trying to have normal relationships because she's
probably.
always trying to fight them so that they like chase her. So it's like giving her validation of like the worth of the relationship as opposed to like not just I always want to have sex with you, but like I want to like where are you going? We're not like it's not just about sex. And so I understand while he's kind of bringing it up like we never do it. And her being like that's not all there is. She's not communicating that very well. All she's doing is holding out. And to him, it's like, is something wrong? Is it me? Are you not into me anymore? Are you not attracted to me anymore? Like, is this relation ending? Like, I don't know what's happening. They're not communicating.
Which is a problem on the show.
Yeah, communication's a big problem on this show.
He's like, we haven't had sex in over a week. Is it because Grams is there? And she's like, what do you think I am? Sex on a stick? She's like, I'm not a boy. I don't have the same sex drive as you. She's like,
Lies.
plus, I live in mortal terror of Grams walking in on you, fucking me doggy style.
Possibly, possible partial truth. I'm sure that could be something because it is a little weird when you've got family in the house and the next room over and you're trying to bounce chicka wow wow if you know what
But
I mean.
she knocked when Dawson was living there. She knocked on the door and was like, "Is everybody dressed?" And like, you know,
Yeah.
gave her her
Which is
space.
what makes me think that was also a cop out because she's not
Yeah.
communicating her needs. Instead, she is looking for excuses because they don't communicate.
He goes, "So I guess it's true. Once you start dating, sex goes right out the window." She's like,
Not
"Well,
true.
there are other ways." I know. I said it earlier. Like, the beginning of a relationship is when you're having like the most sex ever.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, there are other ways to be intimate. And he's like, oh, really? Like, show me. And then she like he like lets her get under the blanket with him, and she lays on top of him, and she's like, just like laying on him, and
She
he's like,
wants snuggles, and he thought he was going to get some foreplay.
yeah. He's like, that's it. She goes, yeah, what did you think I meant? I was like, oh my God, Jen. She's not that dumb. Yeah, he's gonna have blue, but he's gonna have blue balls for the rest of the day unless he goes jerks one out.
That's what the shower is for.
So now we cut to Pacey's job, and Joey shows up to give him a gift for his promotion. And when she walks in, this happened with Audrey as well. All the guys in the office turn around and start staring at her like they've never seen a female in their life. And
Girl, girl.
yes, stupid. Oh, did you notice there was a woman stockbroker? I noticed there was a woman on the phone. I'm assuming she was a stockbroker because she wasn't like near anybody's desk as like a secretary.
She was in her own. I did
Yeah.
not notice. I was too busy looking at the gawking males, going, wow, I would hate to walk into that office.
My God, they're all such fucking losers.
I know. And then he couldn't find her at the one point, and she's just surrounded by like six dudes. I'd be like, excuse me, goodbye, thanks. And
Oh, it was
she's
so
just like,
weird.
whatever, yeah, whatever. And then after they leave, they're such creep. Like, girl, you know you were soaking up that attention.
She was like, Pacey, they're fucking Neanderthals. So he's like, let's go into my office. And he goes and he sees his secretary, who Rich just fired. And Pacey goes in his office, and Rich is sitting behind the desk. And he's like, why are you in my office? Like, this is my office. And he's like, I was breaking it in for you, Witter, with my big face. And he goes, who's the looker? He's such a
I hate
loser.
this guy. I hate this guy so much.
And Joey's like, you do know I'm standing here, right? Pacey introduces her to Rich, and he's like, why did you fire my secretary? And Rich is like, because I didn't like her. Like, he just didn't like how she looked or something. And Joey goes, isn't that discrimination? And Rich is like, is she with human resources? And Pacey's like, no, she's just a friend. And he's like, well, why aren't you in school? And she's like, because I'm on spring break. And he goes, great, Witter, hire her for the next 2 weeks to be your secretary. Set it all up. And Joey's like, is he serious? And he's like, yeah, he doesn't have as much of a sense of humor. And she's like, well, how much does it pay? And Pacey's like, I don't know, like $600 a week. I was like, what? For a secretary? And Joey's like, yeah, I'll take it. And Pacey's like, you really want to do this? And she's like, you
I
have
mean,
to
I, like, I
get
was
it, Pace.
thinking about it. Like, is it 600, 600 take home, right? So you're a week, that's 1200 every 2 weeks. That's $2,400 a month.
A lot of money for her position, though. I mean,
Yeah. Unless it's not, unless it's gross and it's not take home. So I guess, I don't know.
don't know. But it's a lot of money to be an assistant, a personal assistant, I guess.
Right.
But she's like, you have to admit it, Pace. It is perfect timing. I'm broke. We never see each other anymore. And he says, yeah, but hanging out by the copy machine is hardly a date. And she starts fixing his tie and she's like brushing down his suit. And she's like, who's kidding who? We both know the boss doesn't hang out by the copy machine. That would be the assistant's job. And he says, and you'll be okay with the whole boss secretary power relationship? And she goes, oh, we both know who the boss is here. And he's like, all right, great. What's the worst that could happen? She goes, aside from me taking over the company, nothing. She's like, oh my God, how much fun is this going to be? And you can tell in Pacey's face that he's kind of like, I don't know if this
Oh,
is a good
not.
idea.
Yeah, he's not looking forward to it. And honestly, he's not wrong.
No. Well, later on, he says, like, it's not going to work out because I can't work with you there because I'm always distracted. So, I
Right.
mean, that could have been a major part of it too. Like, he knew that she would just be there all the time and not really be able to work.
Fair
So.
point. Fair point.
So now we cut to Dawson. He's in Heather's office. Nicole Bilderback is back as Heather. And he's pitching her this movie that he wants to direct. And she's like, slow your roll, Dawson. Like, you can't be like directing this yet. Like, you need to like learn how to crawl before you walk or something.
Right, some one of those analogies.
And he's like, it's a coming of age tale about what it feels like to be 15 again.
He's obsessed with these coming of age. It's always the same story.
Didn't
Always.
he just make this in season two?
Yeah, right? Dude,
Creek
why do you
days.
always he's always trying to tell his story. That's like it's just how many times you gotta say it, bro?
Well, I guess because he's gonna have money behind it. I guess that's,
Yeah.
but it
Yeah,
doesn't
fair
work
point.
out.
Not this time.
Heather's like, yeah, I like it, and I like your passion for it, but it's a little soft. She's like, you do know that this studio makes exploitation films, right? She's like, Larry, the main guy who was in the other episode with him. She's like, Larry learned everything from Roger Corman. You could pitch Citizen Kane to him, and unless there's a minimum of three love scenes in it, he'll look at you like you smelled a fart. And he goes, well, this is the love story without the sex. Dawson does not know what he's talking about. Like,
No, he's not. He's not. He's first of all, he's working for the wrong company. If
right.
he's trying to do like a soft film where it's this beautiful coming of age love story or whatever, he's not working for the right company. These producers don't want that. They want adult content.
And he knows this. He
Yeah.
directed reshoots for the other movie.
Right. He knows this. And yet they're just, I don't. Like Dawson, come on, bro.
He's just got like, googly eyes about making another movie.
About his love life growing up in Capeside.
Yeah. So Heather's like, Larry's the biggest pervert that you'll ever meet. He's on his third wife, and that doesn't stop him from coveting my rack. And Dawson's like, I'm sorry, that must be a horrible working environment. And she's like, please, you've been staring at my rack for the last 20 minutes. No, I haven't. And she's like, it's fine. They are fantastic and worth every penny. And she's like, listen, Dawson, if you want to make a movie with us, find a way to tell your story while still appealing to the lowest common denominator. Throw in a stripper or a threesome or an affair with a teacher. I was like, oh my God, he could write all of this in his movie.
Right.
I thought that was funny that they did that. I like these callbacks because it's the final season and, But then I was like, who had a threesome? The only threesome I could remember was when Jen was like drunk and she was with Chris in season two. And there was another guy, and Dawson like got her out of there.
There was like almost threesomes.
Yeah. But nobody
I
else really like did a threesome.
no, just the almosts.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's what they're referring to. Unless the writers just don't remember what happened on the show, which usually is the case.
Yep, usually. That's okay.
So now we cut to the stand. CJ and Jen are sitting across from each other. The phone rings, and it's a girl calling about her sex issues with her boyfriend. And as soon as Jen starts talking to her, she kind of relates her situation with CJ to this girl, and CJ gets up and leaves. And CJ's upset now. Jen's like, I know what you're talking about. I can't even wear a skirt without my boyfriend thinking it's an invitation to hike it up. I was like, so she does know that he wants to have sex. It's such a dumb storyline. I don't know.
I don't even remember the outcome of this relationship, to be honest, with these two.
Well, I'm assuming when they get to the time jump, they're not together because he's not
No.
Kelly.
And she ends up pregnant by a mystery guy. We don't even know.
You know what's so funny? When I was getting back into the show and I was looking up stuff, people were like, is CJ Amy's father? And I was like, who the fuck is CJ? And then I had to Google it and I was like, oh, it's Jensen Ackles. I forgot he was even on the show.
Maybe he like died or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. And then she died and Amy was left an orphan. Jesus.
To be raised by Jack and Doug.
Yeah. So now we're with Pacey. His coworker comes up and he's like congratulating him on hiring Joey, that creepy guy. He's like,
Yeah.
nicely done, Witter. Nicely done. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about, Putz? And he goes into the office. And that's when he finds that all of the fucking douchebags are surrounding Joey at her desk. And he comes over and he's like, are you okay? Like, are they bothering you? And she's like, no, I'm okay. And then she like asks them if they went to college, which I didn't understand at all. And I was like, why did she ask that? Because they're just fucking stupid? Like, I don't understand. So she's being hounded by all these guys at her desk, and a guy fixes her seat. So then they all leave and she calls them all Neander creeps.
Why didn't she dismiss them? I low-key think she liked all the attention. That or she was trying to make Pacey a little jealous. I don't really know.
I don't know why either. I thought it was weird. So then she goes into his office and we see him playing with the gift that she got him. What are those things called?
I don't know. I'll tell you in a second.
I never looked it up.
I'm gonna Google desk balls, see if it
Yes.
pops up.
Dusk balls. Oh, Newtons. Newton's cradle. I knew that.
Yeah, that's it. I knew it was something about the force and kinetic energy.
He's playing with Newton's balls.
He's playing with Newton balls.
She's like, you forgot to open it yesterday. He's like, you never made me coffee this morning. And she's like, well, you were a chef. You can make it yourself. That's when Rich comes in and she leaves. And he's like, she's unavailable, Rich. Like, don't even think about it. He's like, it's becoming a bit of a debacle. All the guys are flirting with her. And Rich is like, there's a reporter coming in to talk to you. She is interested in him becoming a fast rising star. And I was like, oh, it's going to be the chick that he talked to at the party. I knew it. So Joey's like peeking in on their meeting, like eavesdropping. And Pacey's like, well, I think it's really cool that there's a reporter interested. And Joey comes in and is like she's all excited for him. She's like, oh, she wants to talk to you? And what are you like listening? And she goes, yeah, I'm your assistant. That's what I do. And then he pushes one of the balls on the gifts and like plays it, and then she leaves. Like, I don't understand this episode. This episode's weird.
I don't know, it's just a lot of jealousy. And so anytime some female comes in and he wants to have an interview or whatever with him, she's got to be like, I don't know, it was
Well,
weird.
that's why she's not going to work with him anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't never thought that that would have been a good idea anyways, you know what I mean?
I mean, would you want to work with your boyfriend?
I have before, but now probably not. Would you?
No, I would not. So Jen finds CJ outside buying a coffee. They get into an argument. She's like, did you get me one? And he's like, I didn't know you wanted one. And she's like, wow, way to be a boyfriend. And he's like, yeah, right. Good one, Jen. She says, you know, I still don't know what CJ stands for, but maybe the C stands for crabby. And I was like, she doesn't know what his initials stand for.
Maybe it's like Carl Jones.
It's hold on, I gotta think of this. CJ.
I'm
So
gonna go Carl Jr.
like the burger place.
Yep.
Doesn't
That's what I'm
look
going
like a
with.
Carl.
I'm sticking to Carl Jr. I mean, I would go by CJ too if that was my name.
The only other C names I can think of are Chris.
Christopher John.
Yeah, that's it. Christopher John. But I was trying to think of like something that was really stupid. So he's like, Jen, I don't like how you use our problems in the bedroom to help other people. She's like, well, I wasn't aware we were having problems. And two, why
A
not?
lie. She's a lie like a rug.
I was like, well, why would you bring it up in front of him? Especially like it would just make him feel even more insecure.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because now she's making it seem like he's being really pushy.
She's kind of gaslighting.
Oh I don't know what she's doing. That's why the entire time up until the end with Grams, I'm like, she's sabotaging this. Why is she sabotaging? She's been chasing this boy since the first time she met him, and now she's sabotaging their brand new relationship. I don't get it.
I still don't understand how they're dating. It's so weird to me.
He hung out with her finally and was like, oh, I like her.
It's
They're
just weird. I would not date somebody who fucked my best friend behind my, like, it's so weird.
After knowing that I liked, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, you're a
After,
scumbag.
yeah. Like, you knew that I liked you, but you slept with my good friends anyways. And then she should have known better too. I would have thrown both friends out.
Yeah, I would never talk to Audrey ever again, and I would never want to see his face ever again. Now he's like her boyfriend.
I don't know. I don't get it. Whatever.
So she's like, if some girl called in and said her boyfriend was pressuring her into having sex, you'd turn into Dr. Phil and tell her not to stand for it. And he says, if what you told me about your past is true, then why did all the creeps and scumbags who treated you so poorly get the benefit of your sex drive? Whereas I'm a nice guy who treats you right and gets ridiculed for wanting to have sex with you. And I was like, oh my God, CJ, that was so mean.
Know though, but at the same time, I feel like he answered his own question. If you think about it, all she did when she was dating these guys was sleep with them and like get in trouble.
She was
They're
also so
finally
much
having a
younger.
healthy relationship and they're not. I feel like he kind of answered his own question, but he didn't even realize it. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
She was also so much younger, and I feel like just
Yeah,
she didn't know any better, and she
no, she
was the
didn't.
guy to control the situation. I feel like as an adult now, she is sort of taking control of her own situation in the bedroom and
Yeah,
with
and she
guys in
is.
general, but she does it in such a weird way where it's almost like she's
But not
purposely,
communicating. Yeah.
she's like purposely making him like punishing him by not sleeping with him, and now
Yeah.
he's all confused. Like, it's a weird way to think. She
Not
punishes
communicating.
every boyfriend she has from her because of her past.
She should have just been like, listen, I want to take this relationship seriously, therefore. Yes, we've already done it, but I want to move slowly. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Like, I want to do the dates. I want to do the cuddles. I don't want to sleep all the time. Like, I don't want to mess around all the time. I want to take them. They need to have that conversation. Instead, all she's doing is just withholding sex and not explaining or talking about it when he clearly is like attracted to her. He wants that intimacy, but she is withholding it. Like, it all comes back down to maturity level again with these guys. They're still young. They're still trying to figure their shit out, and they're not communicating. Communication is so important in relationships, guys. I can't express. Excuse me. I can't express it enough.
You can't even
Communicate.
communicate it.
Communicate. If you can't even talk about it, you shouldn't be doing it. Okay? Communicate.
Jen's like, wow, that was the nicest way anyone has ever called me a slut. And he's like, what are you talking about? She goes, well, basically, what you're saying is if I can be a slut for other guys, why can't I be a slut for you? And she walks away. And then he finally just stops following her and he turns around and goes in the other direction.
No.
I don't know. I just don't like him.
I don't understand these two at all. I'm like over the
Either.
relationship already.
What made the writers think, oh, let's just put them together now? I think that's a great idea. Let's put them together and have
She's
them
been
like.
chasing him. He messed around, but he's a great guy. Let's give him a chance. This is what Jen really wants. Let's do it.
They
I
were
don't know.
like, we gave Jensen Ackles a contract for the season. We got to find ways to keep them in the show. Oh, let's just put them together now. I don't know. So
I
now
don't know either.
Dawson and Heather are walking to this meeting that they're having with this guy, Larry, the one that was in the other episode. And she's like, please tell me that you're going to kick ass in there. And he's like, I may throw up. So they go in to talk to Larry, and Larry needs a seat pillow who his assistant is blowing up because he has a prostate the size of a cured ham. Larry's a
Oh.
scumbag, by the way. I think he's
Yeah.
disgusting.
He's gross.
Because before they even get started talking about this movie, he says to Dawson that he's his hero because he banged Natasha. And everybody in the room is like smiling, kind of like, it's weird. He's like, Heather tells me everything. Heather told me. He says, anyone who works as a PA and is able to bang the leading lady is someone I want to be in business with.
Oh
I
my
was like,
God.
how disgusting is that? Like, that's so
Yeah.
personal. You know what's so weird? Okay, I'll get into like what was bothering me about this whole storyline after I talk about this when the scene's over. So Dawson's sitting there pitching his whole story about his whole life, and Larry like just keeps cutting him off, like he doesn't care. And he wants there to be like sex and nudity and all this stuff, and Dawson's just like sort of like agreeing with him. And Larry's like, wait, is this a horror movie? And Dawson's like, no, it's a coming of age story. And Larry kind of like looks at him like, that's not what we're gonna make. But Heather saves him by saying it's gonna be a teen sex comedy. And Larry's like, but it's got sex, right? And Dawson looks at Heather, and Heather, like, they keep having these looks back and forth. And
Yeah, she
Dawson's
knows what
like,
she wants him. She knows what's going to get the movie to go through,
yeah.
and she's trying to help Dawson, but Dawson is sticking to his vision, and he doesn't want to compromise it. And he's like, at first, he's like going along with it, even though it's against his like moral codes. But eventually, he's like, I don't want to do it because it's going to ruin this, and that my name's tied to it. It's his creative, it's his baby, and he don't want to do it to. I don't know. He's in the wrong company, dude. He's working for the wrong company for what he wants to do. I
Yeah,
don't.
I don't know why he's wasting his time doing this either. But Dawson just appeases Larry and he's like, yeah, sure, there'll be nudity. So Larry gives him the deal. And then Dawson just, they're like, that's the best pitch that we've heard in a while. And Dawson's like, oh, do you want to hear the rest of the movie? And Larry's like, no, you shouldn't keep talking because, like, if you continue talking, you're going to lose the deal. Just like, keep it to yourself or whatever. I was like, oh, okay. But then he goes, before you leave, I want to hear more about Natasha. So
Such a creep, man.
what kind of grossed me out is that this really is like how Hollywood is run. You know, like there's a creep working at a movie studio who has all this power to give some young filmmaker. And like, could you imagine if it was like a female? And like this is their opportunity to make a film, and that like that creep wants to like talk to her about like her boobs or like having or like tries to have sex
Dude,
with
that
her.
stuff happens. That
I
happens. It's like
know,
you
but
want this part? Well, get on your knees and get naked. Like,
it's just crazy.
how bad do you want it? Like, are you kidding? I mean, I'm sure it doesn't happen. I don't know. What am I saying? I have an idea,
Well,
but I've heard the stories, you know?
I think now it's a lot different. I mean, I'm sure it still happens, but I think now, since the Me Too movement and everything, it's a lot different. But back then, I'm sure there were so many people going into these meetings, like in Hollywood, just doing whatever these people wanted because they had all the power and the money. And
Yeah.
it kind of sucks because I do, you know, Dawson does want to make this movie that he has a vision for, and this creep is turning it into something that is not, like, that's not what he wants to do. It's so weird. And Heather's like, look, dude, you gotta like work with me here because like this is how your
You're
movie
not gonna
has to be made.
get it if you, yeah, your movie has to be this way if you want it to be made here. Exactly.
And meanwhile, Dawson's like, but that's not the movie I want to make. At the end of my notes, I wrote, oh, I vomited.
I would have vomited too, because gross.
I couldn't even imagine being in that meeting. I mean, if I was Dawson back then, I would probably have spoken up and said, like, no, Larry, this isn't how it's going to work. It's not going to work out. But you know what else I thought? He could have made a movie for him, got all this experience under his belt, and made this like shitty ass, like, teen sex comedy for the company and got experience doing it until he made enough money to make his own movie. That's where Dawson kind of went wrong. Because he could have just said, look, I'm really like he could be really good at making these types of movies, but I guess the writers don't want to go that they didn't want to go that route. But anyway, I really thought Dawson could have went that route and tried to, you know, take advantage of the situation and make some money before he could make his own vision, you know? Because you
Yeah, no,
still
I
have the
agree.
time. Like Wes Craven, who made Nightmare on Elm Street and Scream, he directed porno before he became a big film director.
You
So
gotta start from somewhere.
exactly. Like Dawson wants to like do it like, immediately and like he doesn't get it.
No.
He's
Dawson's still like in his own little world.
So he goes to see Todd. Todd's filming a music video and oh, Todd's such a creep too. He's like flirting with the girl in the band, and he's like, "All right, I'm trying to bang this extra." She's like, "I'm in the band,"
She's
and
literally one of the singers.
yeah,
I'm
I don't know. Something else happens too, but she and then she like gives in to him. He's like, I guess Todd's really, really charming. I don't
I don't know why, because no, he's not.
So funny. Anyway, Dawson goes to see Todd on the music video he's directing. He did
Right.
a quick scene, but we cut back to Pacey, and the reporter coming in to interview him is the woman that he met at the Sepetech party. And Rich introduces her as Sadia Shaw. And Pacey's like, "Oh, it's you." And Joey immediately gets jealous.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure she was jealous the moment that girl walked through the door.
She's like, "You two know each other?" And she, Sadia, the reporter, is being very like condescending to Joey too. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, she's not helping.
No. So Pacey's being interviewed, and at one point, Joey interrupts on the intercom, and she's like, "Pacey, Jack's on line one."
Jack was not on line one.
He's like, "You can hold all my calls," which I thought was funny because she knew he was in an interview. And
Yeah.
he's like, "You can hold all my calls." And she goes, "Even for your roomie?"
It
Was funny. And he's
was
like,
funny.
"Yeah." And you can, and the Sadia is sitting there like writing down roomie, like her, she's mouthing everything. She's like, "Roomie?"
Got a
So,
roomie who's a boy.
so then
Oh, no.
Joey brings in coffee, and she's like, "Pacey likes a lot of sugar. Pacey even puts sugar in his Fruity Pebbles. Isn't that crazy?" Like, she's a
What?
fucking reporter. Like, stop telling her all this stuff. So then she asks her how she likes her coffee, and she's like, "Just like a little cream or milk or whatever." And then
Something
Joey's
like that. Oh, dude, did you see her face when she like
it was so weird. She
oopsie.
poured it so far away from the cup directly on her.
She didn't even try to hide it, dude. Like,
No, she
oh,
didn't.
she just had like the psycho look on her face. I'm
Was
like,
funny. I did
oh
laugh.
my God, Joey. She's like,
Yeah,
yeah,
she
you
enjoyed
can't
doing
fire me. I don't actually work here.
it. It was so out of character for her, which
Yeah.
in that moment when I watched it, I was like, this is not like Joey Potter. Like, Joey gets jealous, but she's older now. She's not that petty. But he even says it to her later, like, you like were a different person. And she even says, like, maybe I had a psychotic break.
She definitely had a psychotic break when it came to Pacey. My God, we're like back in the high school for a second.
Know. So Rich is like, "Let's go to my office, it's bigger." So then Joey's like, "It was an accident." And he's like, "Really? It was an accident?" She's like, "Go. You don't want to miss your 15 minutes of fame." So Dawson is with Todd at the music video shoot, and Dawson's having issues with taking the movie deal, he tells Todd, and he says he learned so much watching Todd and doing the reshoots, but he lost a chunk of his soul in the process. And
My God.
Todd's like, "You're such a bloody drama queen."
Yeah, you know, he is definitely a bloody drama queen.
He tells Dawson that the trick is to keep working until you get to the point where you can do it your own way. And Dawson's like, "Well, what happens when by the time you get there that you don't know who you are anymore?" And Todd says that you need to figure out what kind of filmmaker you want to be, because Todd is a journeyman. He goes to where all the jobs are, which is smart, you know. He's getting all the
Yeah.
experience he can get.
Yeah.
And Dawson's like, "Maybe I'm just not cut out for this, for any of this." And, you know, Dawson being like the victim again.
Course. Of course.
And Todd goes, "Oh, is this the bit where I give you a bit of a lift? Is it? Because I'm not going to do it. Even if you are a talented little bugger, even if you are a talented little bugger, even if you are light years ahead of where I was at your age." That's not even what he sounds like.
You like took like an English accent, turned it into a pirate and something else. I don't even know what that
I can't
was.
hear his voice in my head. So Dawson's like, "All right, that's enough." And Todd's like, "Here, $10." And he's like, "Go make a movie."
Go make a movie.
And he
Oh
goes,
my God.
"If you don't agree with the studio, don't cash the check. Write your own." Yeah, I don't know what I don't know what he sounds
You
like. I have
sound
to hear him.
like a damn pirate.
I have to. If I like watched it right now, I'd get it. I can't. I
Yeah.
hear his voice in my head. He goes, "Sometimes with some money and a little bit of faith, you can will a movie together. It's what I did." And Dawson says, "Well, how did it turn out?" And Todd's like, "Rubbish. But it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what what you do. So because I know what did I write here? Todd says it doesn't matter what you do because he knows he's gonna do it with heart. Oh, he knows he's gonna do it with heart and balls and swagger. That's all that matters in this world. I must have fell asleep writing that. He's like, get out, go change a diaper or something. Like
Go
what?
change a diaper.
I guess that was like a reference to his little sister. I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, know what? Maybe.
So weird. We cut back to Pacey and Joey. There's obvious tension. And he's like, what the fuck was that all about, Joey? And she's like, how do you know that woman? And he's like, well, we met at a party. I didn't even know her name. And she goes, oh, that's shocking. Or something. He's like, we weren't even officially introduced. That's why I didn't know her name, you asshole. So Pacey's like, would it have killed you to act professionally today? Joey's like, oh, please. Oh, they're all pigs. According to caveman standards, I'm not the professional type. And he says, so what are you then? The kind who pours coffee all over the walls because that is not your type? And she says, that's all an assistant is to you? Just some chick who pours coffee? This is where I was confused where they were fighting. I didn't understand.
I don't even know what they were trying to do here. I was just like, okay, guys, whatever.
It was some weird lead up to them just making out on the couch, but like
I
it.
think that's what they were trying to do, some kind of weird, stupid fight to bring up the passion, and then they just attack each other
Yeah.
with the door open in their
With the door open.
office, in his office, mind you. The door was wide open. I mean, I think it's supposed to be the end of the day. There wasn't supposed to be anybody else there, but I would still close the door, man. Like,
I would have.
I'm not into the voyeurism, okay? So let's just close doors. Yeah, maybe lock them, 'cause I don't need my business to be out there by surprise.
Yeah, I didn't like that either because the door was wide open.
Yeah, it bothered me. I was bothered.
So she's like, Rich fired your secretary because she was over 30. Have you looked at the assistants around here? They look like the Maxim girls of the office. And Pacey's like, yeah, I guess I never noticed because I come here to do my job. Then you came here and sabotaged me. And she's like, get real, Pacey. All I'm asking for is a little kindness, a little human respect. Remember she said that to Eddie in the car?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little human kindness. Because he didn't call her to break up with her. That's all
I
Joey
just
wants.
get some responsible action here? That's all I'm asking for.
So Pacey says, I don't have to respect you because you're my secretary. Can't you just take the temporary income with a smile and maybe have a little grace? And she's like, no, not if this is how you plan on treating your future assistants. I'm beginning to understand the nickname. And he's like, what nickname? She's like, they all call you witless. He's like, who calls me that? And she goes, it would be unprofessional for me to disclose that information. And he's like, where was the professionalism when you were pouring cream down a reporter's leg? And she goes, oh, please, don't say reporter as if you haven't burned that girl's name to your memory.
Oh,
And he's like,
God.
you're just jealous. You're just jealous, Joey. And she says, hardly. I may have had some psychotic lapse, which was odd, but really, why would I be jealous? Because you wouldn't be attracted to the shrewd business type, right? And he says, what does that even matter? Because you're not jealous, right? And he says, I'd like to issue. Oh, he goes, I want to write a letter, take a letter. And he gives her like a pad and paper. And
She's like,
she's
you're gonna need a pad and you're gonna need paper and a pen. Here
yeah.
you go. Sit down.
So he's like
That
dictating
was
to
so funny.
her. And
He's
he's
too
like,
funny.
Dear Miss Shaw, I apologize for my secretary today. She's new and bad. So then Joey gets up and she gets in his face and she goes, I missed that last part. It was something stupid and inane. And then they look at each other and all of a sudden there's all this heat between them and they start making out. And they're just on top of each other on the couch now, which he has a couch in his office. Like,
Yeah, I mean that's not uncommon. A lot of people who have offices have couches. Like if their office is big enough, yeah.
I guess. And I wrote, and his door is wide open.
Yep.
As he's on top of her making out, Rich walks in and he's like, I was coming in to tell you I was leaving. Geez, at least I waited a week with mine. He's such a creep.
Wow, he's so gross.
So then he
So
looks at Joey and he says, pigs, we're all pigs. And they start kissing again. So I think they're on to something. I think they're gonna have sex.
or at least almost. They don't get to.
Well, she's supposed to do it later, so
Right. But somebody comes and ruins that.
My God, I know. I can't wait to watch the episode now.
I'm gonna be angry.
So now we cut to Jen, CJ, and Grams eating dinner. They're eating spaghetti.
I know it made me hungry. I thought about making spaghetti today, but we have a lot of leftovers still, so.
So Grams is like, she notices that there's tension and she's like, what is going on now? Like, Jesus Christ. Oh, no, Grams wouldn't say Jesus Christ.
No, she would never take the Lord's name in vain.
No. Jen's like, well, CJ thinks I'm a slut. And CJ's like, I do not. And Grams is like, well, CJ, why do you think Jennifer feels this way? And CJ says, well, she seemed to like having sex up until the moment she started having sex with me. And Jen's like, well, that's not true. And Grams is like, I see the problem. And she's like, CJ, Jennifer is attempting for the very first time in her young life to have a full, well-rounded relationship with a boy. And Jennifer, CJ's problem is that he, like any young man of pure heart and good intention, is worried that you will always be more attracted to the ricks of this world. And Jen's like,
The rakes of this world.
well, you can tell CJ that good pecs and a nice six pack only go so far. And CJ's like, I have nice pecs. And Jen tells Grams, tell CJ that the best sex of my life has been with him. I was like, shut the fuck up. I don't think that's true.
I think she's just trying to stroke his ego because she felt bad.
Yeah, exactly. And CJ mumbles, that'll do. And then Grams nudges him and he says, you can tell Jen I'm sorry that I made her feel bad, that I will snuggle with her anytime she wants. And then Grams gets up, she's all happy, and she goes, I think my work here is done. I have peace brokered elsewhere in Bean Town. She gets up and leaves. She's just gonna go walk and knock on people's doors, asking if they need help, like with their fucking relationship problems.
You barely ate the spaghetti. Do you want a knuckle
I
sandwich?
know. Yeah, she
Sorry.
didn't eat the spaghetti. I was so mad. Like,
I was like, that's a
everyone did.
waste of perfectly good spaghetti, Grams. Pass that over here. Because all I saw you do was twirl it with a fork and then put it down and ask them about their problems. Nobody's eating the spaghetti. I'd be eaten. I would be a terrible actress because I'm telling you, I would be like, I'm going to eat the food.
You wouldn't eat it if it was a prop. Most of the
Didn't look
time,
like
it's
a
a prop.
prop to you. It looked like real food.
No, it might have been a prop. A lot of the times, it's all fake.
And then I would be asking them to make me food. Make it real so I
Yeah.
can eat it. Okay? Okay, good. Even the
Oh.
food in my face. I want real food.
All I kept thinking about was that spaghetti is going to be so good the next day. I love spaghetti the next day.
Yeah, you should fry it in a pan with egg too. So good.
So Jen and CJ apologize to one another, and then all of a sudden Jen goes, oh, I think I'm in the mood. And he's like, in the mood for what? And she goes, oh, I think it just passed. And then she looks at him and she's like, shall we? And then they run upstairs together. He's gonna fuck her brains out.
Jeez.
Was like, well, that was fast. Although makeup sex is some of the best sex you can have.
Yeah, that's true.
Or angry sex. Or when you're like, I fucking hate you, and then you just start having sex.
Birthday sex.
Okay, so now Larry is telling, we're in the meeting now with Dawson and Larry and Heather and blah blah blah. So Larry's telling Dawson that he should name the film Sunset Stripped with a minimum of three nude scenes, wall-to-wall boobs, and then he congrats him on a good meeting. And Dawson's like, I came in here to talk about growing up and falling in love, but somehow that got twisted into a movie about a stripper. And he's like, I can't do it. And Larry's like, are you sure about this? And he's like, yeah. And then Heather just gives him a look like, what are you doing, Dawson? And
You're not gonna get this film.
Larry's like, well, it was nice knowing you, kid. And then he like leaves. And Dawson like walks out smiling.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. He wasn't ready to give up his vision.
What else was funny was that Larry and Heather are still setting up directors to direct this film.
But yeah, they like the film. They're like, well, we're not gonna not do this film. I like it. It's just,
And the
you're
best
not directing
part,
it anymore.
and the best part was that like 95% of it was Dawson's like story or like his idea, and then it just turned into like a porno.
Right.
Oh my God. We cut to Joey at Hell's Kitchen, and Pacey comes in to see her. He goes, I don't want you to quit your night job. And she's like, are you firing me? And he goes, well, can you think of any better solution? And she says, is this because of the whole coffee thing? Because I can make coffee and I can serve it and everything. I'm nothing but a professional server. And he says, it's not about that. How can you expect me to concentrate if you're around all day? And she says, am I really that much of a distraction, Pacey? My desk is
Yeah, he's trying
outside
to
of
get
your
her naked,
office.
man. He's trying to get her naked, man.
She's like, my desk is outside of your office. You can't even see me. He says, yeah, but I know that you're there. And I would not come as far as I have if you were 5 feet away from me. And she goes, and why is that? And then she smiles at him. And he goes, okay, now you're just milking this for all it's worth. And she goes, fine.
You know why? You know what I want?
He goes, I wouldn't be able to concentrate whether you're 5 feet away from me or 25 feet away from me because there's only one thing I'd rather do. And she goes, oh, do tell, PC. And then they kiss. And she goes, I'm sorry, Mr. Witter, but I don't think I can work for you anymore. And he goes, fine, just remember that I fired you. And she goes, no, I quit. You have to let me keep my dignity. And he goes, okay, but if I fire you, you get severance pay. I was like, for one day on the job? How did
I mean,
that
yeah,
work?
I guess.
And then she thinks it over and she goes, oh, I think we both can agree that this wasn't the best idea.
She's like, well, then you'll never find another as good as me, or whatever it was, something like that.
Yeah.
She's just so corny.
Yeah, she said that. He says, relationships make terrible platforms for multitasking. And she tells him that she was looking forward to seeing him on a regular basis. And he says that they'll just have to make it a point to make more time for one another. He's like, are you almost done? And that's when he's standing behind her and he puts his head on her shoulder and she's like, I just have to close the register. And he's like, why don't you come back to my apartment and I'll be laying there naked and then you can come in and
How convenient of him to live right across the street from the work.
I know. That was really smart of the writers though, because when they like acknowledge that or like let the audience know that, I was like, oh, this is convenient. He now they're gonna like make it so that he can go be with her whenever.
Right.
So she's like, I'll be right there. And he's like, I'll see you soon. And then they kiss. And she turns back around to do something and we hear somebody like come in the door, but we see like somebody walk by, so you don't know that anybody's
Yeah, it's
there.
some other dude. It looks like he's focused, so he's probably cleaning,
Yeah.
busboy or something. I don't know.
But then when she turns back around, we cut to Eddie standing there, and he's not wearing the red jacket. He's wearing a denim jacket.
I know somebody gave him some fashion tips while he was in California or whatever.
I know. But he goes, hey. And then she turns around and her whole face drops, like, oh my God.
Yeah, she went from the flirty smirk to, oh no, you're here to ruin my life.
Yeah. So that's how they ended the episode on a cliffhanger. Next episode is number 18, Love Bites. So we'll see what that's about. But that was the end of the episode. Do you have any final thoughts, Jamie?
I feel like I've said all that. I know that they kiss in the next episode, and this is the end of Pacey and Joey for now, and I hate it, and I'm preparing to be angry.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
The only reason why I know it is because I can see it's like a screen.
Oh.
It's a screenshot for the next episode and the listing right here,
Oh, that's funny.
for the episode list on Prime. By the way, you used Prime to watch the show right now, right?
Yeah.
Did you figure out the subtitle thing? Because the subtitles just disappeared for me.
No, I texted you back. I said they weren't on this episode. I kept playing around with it and it said they weren't
Yeah.
available.
I'm like, why? Because like I was trying not to turn the TV up because when I first started watching it, Chris was still sleeping. And oh my God, it was so frustrating. I couldn't figure it out.
I know. It was frustrating for me too because I depend on the subtitles when I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
But I didn't take that many notes for this episode. It went pretty fast, so it was all right. But still, I was playing around with the settings and I was like, why the fuck can't I find the closed captioning? And then it came up and it was just like not available for this episode or something.
Yeah, it was
So
disappointing to say the least.
I was like, whatever. But yeah, I like this episode. I'm anxious to see what happens with Eddie now and where they go from there. CJ can go away for all I
He
care.
can kick some rocks. We're over CJ. I mean, he seems like a good dude, but I'm just sure for that plot.
Yeah.
Over it, man. Why?
Poor Jen, really, like her character got such a shitty deal this season. And
Yeah.
for the last season, they did nothing for her. It's embarrassing. I would be, if I was Michelle Williams, I guess she probably didn't care because she was probably off doing other things because she wasn't in every episode.
Yeah, she was probably recording other stuff, so she was like, "Yeah, whatever," but still, man.
And the same with Kerr Smith. I feel like he wasn't in every episode either, but still. I do know that Dawson does go and make his own movie, which is like the plot for the next couple of episodes, I believe. And like the gang comes around and like helps them or whatever. So I'm excited to see that because I remember being very nostalgic when that when those episodes were being when I watched those episodes back then because they started bringing up a lot of stuff from like the earlier seasons. And I'm always like a slut for that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, we're almost done, Jamie. We're almost done the series. It's
I
crazy.
know.
But before we go, I wanted to read a really nice DM that we got from one of our listeners.
Oh, cool.
So we got a really nice DM from a listener named Laura May on Instagram, and she wrote and said, "Hey, only reaching season 6, episode 10. I wish I had found you sooner. I would have loved to be a guest commentator. I am DC obsessed. I have watched the series at least 20 times since the original airing. I'm Steven's age, so I watched it from the literal beginning when it aired on the WB. It was so funny listening to your podcast from the past. I was so worried about Steven's living situation, LOL. I'm glad you got that all figured out. Jamie, you took me on a wild adventure from somebody who had never flown before to a connoisseur. I love hearing about it all. Jamie is a little more private, but Stephen, I love hearing about your adventures with your nephew. Stephen, the fact that you were an extra is so awesome. Definitely jelly. I love it. While I don't agree with all y'all's takes on the show, I appreciate the conversation. If you have room for a total DC nerd, I would love to be a part of your chaos." That's funny that she said chaos. But thank you so much, Laura May. I did respond back to her, which she did see. But that was like the nicest message ever.
I loved that. And I love that she doesn't always agree with our takes on it, but she still sticks around. And I appreciate that because some people get frustrated when they're listening or talking to other people that like don't have the same views, and they're just like, forget you, I'm going to find something else. So thank you. Thank you for sticking around. And whether you agree with us or not, you're not holding it against us, so to speak. So thank
Yeah.
you.
Especially with the Dawson's Creek community. I know there's so many people that just get so like weird about it, but
Yeah, they get very passionate.
yeah. But I like that she is invested in our personal lives too.
I
You know, a lot
know.
of people, well, not a lot of people, like some people said to us when we started doing this, like you talk too much about like yourselves. But I always wanted our audience to like know who we were and just
Oh.
get sort of like an insight about our lives and our relationship and like what's happening with our lives. And we have been pretty open about a lot of stuff. So like when she brought up my living situation, I was like, oh my God, I got like PTSD thinking about it. I
We
was
were
like, remember
both
that?
going through stuff, but I wasn't very open about a lot of stuff, but that's just because there was a lot of stuff going on. But it is funny how you, now that you mention it, because in the beginning of our podcast, people, a specific person or two, was like, you talk too much about yourselves, and our podcasts are long. But here it comes to find out through several people who have reached out to us that
Yeah.
it's one of their favorite parts about our podcast. It's not just Dawson's Creek. It's about our ramblings and our life choices and situations and stuff. So, yeah, to those people, okay, what you know about nothing.
I
So.
know. That's why I never took any advice from people. Like when we first started and people would say stuff to us about like what you should do or what you should not do, I was like, I'm not listening to anybody. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. And if people don't like it,
Exactly.
they don't have to like it. I'm doing it for us and we're having a good time creating this stuff, so whatever. But
Not for nothing. We do take like people's feedback into consideration. We're not
yeah.
ignoring people, but at the same time, we also just are going to do what we want to do.
Right. Oh, the other thing I wanted to say, one of our longtime listeners, Carla Blaze, she's been so supportive of us since the beginning. She even gave us such a nice shout out. I said in the last episode on a live that she was with on another account, which I was like, that's so nice of you. She became one of our new patrons, and
I saw that notification. That's so awesome.
yeah, I thought that was so
Thank
nice.
you. Thank you.
I sent her a nice DM back, but she's always been supportive. I really like Carla. She's very sweet. But yeah, if you want to send us any type of feedback or a note or like a fun story that's Dawson's Creek related, or if you just want to like send us like, we like you message, you can always email us at creektalkpodcast@gmail.com or send us a DM like Laura did. We love reading everybody's thoughts and messages. It means a lot to us. It really does.
It really does. Thank you, because it's so lovely to hear from people that are listening to us and everything. Because sometimes, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, could you imagine? I don't know what our downloads are like looking like anymore because we don't
You
really
know
track
what? I
it.
haven't really checked either.
We haven't tracked it in a while, so sometimes I'm like, my gosh, are people still listening to us? I don't even know.
I know. It's so funny, Jamie, because like in the last month and a half or so, I remember like as we were recording, I was like, well, we haven't gotten anything, so like there's nothing to read. And you were like, it's fine, Steven, like it happens. And then all of a sudden we just got this like a bunch of people just sending us messages and like emails, which I was like, oh, this is so crazy. Like,
Maybe we just needed to mention it because our listeners are like, okay, let me chime in.
maybe.
They need a little love.
And we also just reached 2,000 followers on Instagram, which I thought was cool.
Woo! That
Yeah.
is awesome.
Yeah, that was exciting. But we appreciate everybody's support. We always do. And
Yes, we did.
we know people are listening to us because they love Dawson's Creek, but we hope that you like us enough to stick around for our next project, which we will announce
Yes,
soon. So,
we will. We're almost there, guys.
I
What are we gonna
know.
do?
I can't believe it. But, Jamie, I think we can end the episode. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Jaylin underscore book lover. Yeah.
And if you want to follow us, you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Creek Talk Podcast and on Twitter at Creek Talk Pod. And you can join our Facebook group and engage with us over there. It's a blast.
It is a
So
blast.
join that. And if you want to support us, you can always give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and a 5-star rating on Spotify. It's totally free and it helps us out so much. So please go over and do that for us. We
It was
would.
literally one of the best things you could do to help us out would be to like and share and follow and give us those reviews. So take that 10 seconds or 30 seconds or a minute of your time, please. When you're on the pooper, even you could do it.
I know, for real. We would greatly appreciate it. And if you want to support us in another way, you can join our Patreon. You'll get so much stuff over there. If you join at our $5 level, you'll have access to our weekly episodes, uncut and ad-free. And you'll have access to our exclusive monthly bonus content, where we are currently recapping the 2001 series, Wolf Lake. And if you don't want to listen to that, you can always listen to our Young Americans recaps or our Glory Days recaps. They're very talky episodes. So there's a lot of uncut stuff over there. Hours, hours of entertainment.
If
So,
you like us talking, that's the place to start.
yeah. Just click our link tree in any of our bios and you'll find everything over there. But for now, thank you for listening. We hope everybody has a great weekend. And if you ever get fired from an assistant position, check and make sure you're getting severance after one day.
Especially if it's only one day, because that's really impressive.
I know, I want to work for that company.
Usually you got to make it through like 90 the 90 day
I
threshold.
know. I was like, there's a probation period you got to make it through. Not in Dawson's Creek
You can't
land.
just start a job and turn around and quit it and expect them to pay you for it. Like, come on, man.
So they're laws.
Whatever. Maybe it's different in Boston. I don't know.
In Bean Town, they pay you in
Yeah,
beans.
right.
We'll be back next week with an all new episode of Creek Talk Podcast. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Could you imagine if
That
you're
was
like, Well, your severance is beans for because we're in Bean Town.
I mean, I
You're
don't
like,
know
I'm gonna
about
drink
Connecticut
coffee.
market, but I feel like beans could be good like a couple hundred years ago when everybody lived on farms and needed food
Trade.
and trade instead of, you know, money. I don't know.
I think it's funny that they call it Bean Town now, or they use the term Bean Town on the show all the time. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, that's all I got for now.
And that's all, folks.
Seriously.